All right, fantastic. So welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify, one of the most popular updates on YouTube, live from Cancun. So we are here with our Mastermind members where we are trading live this week, and we are having lots of fun. So we have our Mastermind members right there behind the camera in the room. Super excited about this, but we thought we'd join you here on YouTube and let you know what's happening in the markets, because in this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And today is Monday, March 6th. So, see, stocks closed higher on Friday. The Dow breaks a losing streak. Why don't you do the intro?
Yeah, breaking a four-week losing streak, not a winning streak. And we have comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell on Tuesday and Wednesday, and the all-important jobs report on Friday.
All right. So if this is your first time here and you're wondering what the heck is going on, I'm Marcus Hotcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge, live from Cancun right now. And you see, we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we have a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. So let's see what the markets are doing today. And interesting start into the week.
It is. It looked like we had a real quiet overnight session, wrapping up the weekend, going into Monday morning trading. And because it is a data-driven week or potentially news-driven week, expected things to be quiet going into the open and maybe have a quiet morning, but markets seem to want to rally.
It seems so, which is a little bit surprising because we expected a little bit quieter market here today. Just looking at the economic calendar. So let's take a quick look at that list, zooming in, and nothing on the economic calendar today. You mentioned it, the big ones here this week is Fed Chair Powell. And he's not only speaking, he's testifying. So that's even more official.
Exactly. So he's going to spend 2 days on Capitol Hill. And during his testimony, he gets drilled. So there's going to be that Q&A. That's when there can be unscripted remarks, some things that he might comment on that catch traders a little bit off guard with. And this is where there can be some volatility and reactions to what he's saying.
Yeah, especially since it seems that the Fed has to go further and longer. I think this is right now word on the street. I mean, in fact, if you're looking at the Fed Watch tool, after we had several Fed members last week already saying, yeah, you know what, half a percentage point on the next meeting, which is coming up on March 22nd. So it's towards the end of the month here in a couple of weeks. There's now a 30% probability factored in.
And it's interesting because at the end of the day on Friday, that actually dropped a little bit. It got back down to 25%. So it seems like with the big rally that we had on Friday, the traders are thinking, okay, maybe we're back to the 25 basis point idea. But going into Monday, it does seem like the 50 basis points creeping higher again.
Yeah, and we talked about it this morning. I mean, the official word from the Fed is still that the terminal rate will be at 5.1%. Traders are saying right now, no, we think it will be closer to probably 5.3, 5.4%. That's what's factored into the markets right now.
Yep. And staying high, staying elevated through the end of the year, that is another thing that's kind of shifted, because prior to that, or prior to the recent movement and changes in probabilities that we've seen, traders were expecting the Fed to make cuts towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and this is now also a little bit misleading because more dates were added, right? And previously, when we saw that interest rates are decreasing, it was the end of the year. Now we're talking about a year from now when that is a probability. And that's exactly what traders are looking for this week, to more clues from Fed Chair Powell, what he's thinking and what the Fed is thinking. And I said, the scripted remarks, it's one thing, but the Q&A, that could create volatility. Also very interesting, this during market hours.
Yes.
So half an hour into trading, he will start testifying. It's usually, isn't it like 15, 20 minutes when he has the prepared remarks? Maybe even less. He doesn't like to talk a lot.
He's a man of few words. He focuses more on the testimony, exactly.
Yeah. And then the other big one is on Friday, the jobs report. And we already have the JOLTS jobs report being released on Wednesday, and then the big one on Friday, especially after the huge big surprise that we had last month where 517,000 jobs were added.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big surprise because the Fed would like the economy to slow down, not crash, but slow down to help with inflation. On Wednesday, you have ADP jobs, but the biggie is going to be on Friday. You know, another thing here is you have these forecasts for average hourly earnings, a non-farm employment number, and the unemployment rate, but there could also be some revisions to last month. And that's what some traders are wondering. Were there really 517,000 jobs added, or will this get revised?
Right. So we'll see. So these are the three main events. Therefore, really surprising that today markets are moving higher. But if you look at a five-minute chart of the S&P 500, we opened higher. And I mean, it has been up, up and away until just a few minutes ago, which is kind of normal because we're getting into the lunch hour now.
Yeah, but I mean, take a look at the NASDAQ, up 1%. That's surprising to me.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, let's talk about how are we trading the markets and our open positions. So, since we know that the markets could actually move dramatically tomorrow or on Wednesday, today we are also waiting a little bit and see if we can sell calls against our positions. Great. If not, we'll see if the markets are dropping, hopefully, tomorrow. I want to say hopefully dropping. Here's why. I mean, we tried the wheel strategy, and this is where the best trades usually occur after a stock or the markets are dropping. That's when we like to sell puts.
Exactly. A rule of thumb, sell puts on down days, sell calls on up days. Today's an up day. If there really was some panic selling and just this big drop going into these comments from Powell, then we might consider some opportunities, but no need to rush or force things because there are some events this week that can move the market.
Yeah. So we looked at CF this morning. This is why I flagged it as a maybe, which is a solid maybe, but we don't really feel that we have to force anything today because there might be more opportunities coming.
Exactly.
All right, let's talk about our positions. And CTRA, save the best for last. Okay, Google. I'm in Google. You're out of Google. Google is behaving nicely. Let's get this out of the way if we can. There we go. Because I just wanted to switch to a three-month chart. Today, Google up more than 2%. So moving in the right direction, my break even at 103.46, not being able to sell calls just now against the existing position. But now we are moving in the right direction again.
Hey, that's where you want to go.
All right. Lowe's, that's a trade that we entered last week. We sold the 192.50 on earnings when Lowe's was dropping on earnings. So on Friday, it closed above 192.50. So that expired worthless. We keep the whole premium and we're ready to remove this. This was a good trade, right?
Yeah, it was nice. A little more of a reaction than we expected when we put the trade on because the 200 price was holding as support and then we saw some downside, but snapping right back to 200. And that's why I think it's important to look at these support levels. So you look at that lowest close, the support level we have on our chart, and it was perfect.
Yeah. So let's remove this. So Oxy. Interesting. We both entered an Oxy trade last week. I sold puts at 58. You sold them at 57. I was able to close them last week already. And that's why I saw an opportunity to jump in it on Friday. So on Friday, I was able to sell the 58. Let's go to the calculator. I sold it for 50 cents. So that worked out pretty well.
Yeah, this is one where you made more money than I did. To be honest, it was a great trade. I like Marcus's 58 strike, but I was considering where I would want to own shares of Oxy. And for me, that was 57. So I started by selling the 57 put. I was unable to close the 57 put at 90% max profit, which would be an exit roll for me. And then on Friday, I could have sold the 58, but there wasn't enough premium on the 57. Just if the stock were to drop and I were to get assigned, I would rather be in at 57. You being a little more aggressive, but also making a little more money because of that.
Yeah. So right now for you, nothing to do. You wait maybe potentially to get back into this. I'm in it, so we'll leave it here. So that's where we differ.
Yeah.
All right, CTRA, that's the other one.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny because this is why I believe it's important to have your plan, to know what you're going to do, and to be prepared for trading situations before they occur, right? Marcus and I, our plan might be 80%, 90% the same, but there are times when we do things just a little bit different, like the Oxy trade and the strike, CTRA, another one. So I decided that because I could not get 60% annualized on the roll, I'd sold the 26 strike last week, the 26 calls. I was unable to get that 60% annualized, and I let my shares get called away. How about you, Marcus?
I decided to stay in. So, I mean, this is an interesting one because we have been in this one since beginning of December, which was right after dividends were paid. And CTRA is a really, really good dividend payer. As you can see, the dividend yield is 8.1%. Now, that's not what we typically do with the wheel strategy. It's not that we are going for dividends. But not this week, but next week is ex-dividend date. An ex-dividend date means that they're paying a dividend of somewhere between 57 cents or 59 cents. Now, based on my position where I have 5,400 shares, that would be a nice $3,000 dividend. And that's why I decided to roll on Friday, not for 60%, but for 47% annualized, which is still good, right?
I mean, sure.
But I must admit, not according to my plan, because I really would like to take advantage of the dividend next week, especially since I don't have much else going on. So I thought, if I let get this called away. And again, we might see opportunities tomorrow, Wednesday, maybe on Friday. But I thought, I'll get another 25 cents, which was based on my position, since I have 5,500 shares, 5,400 shares. So 25 cents, another nice $1,350 plus, if I can stay in it until next week, ex-dividend, there will be an additional 57 cents that are being paid.
And, you know, you can make decisions that override your rules. And here I decided not to break my plan. But I think that a real key thing here is how much buying power you have tied up. You have open positions, right? So I think that was one of the main drivers. Will you be able to fill up those positions this week? Maybe, maybe not. Had you been full, I think you would have let it go.
Yeah.
But because you had some buying power open and you still could add some trades, you decided to stay with it. I like.
Yeah, especially if Lowe's would have gotten assigned, if Oxy would have gotten assigned, and if Google would be closer to where I want to fly a rescue mission. But you see, for the last week, I have reserved some money for Google for being able to possibly fly a rescue mission. Right now, I mean, this is out of reach. So therefore, I don't need to reserve anything for Google right now because we're dealing here with weekly options. This way, I basically have right now two more positions open.
Now, one thing to point out, so CTRA, if we go back to CTRA for a minute, when a dividend is paid. So that's going to be next week, not this week. So your goal is to hopefully stay with it for another week. Right now it's trading at 25.55. So if it stays below 26, then your calls will expire worthless and you might be able to sell calls again next week.
Right.
But the stock in theory will drop by the dividend amount. So in essence, it's a wash, right? Because you get paid the dividend, but the stock will lose that value. And that was one of the reasons why, for me personally, I see the dividend as a bonus. If I'm in the trade and I get paid a dividend while I own shares, great. But I'm not going to go out of my way to collect it because I might be able to sell the 23 put by being out and not trying to get that dividend.
Right, which is the next level right now. So that would be good. But we see that, I mean, that's another thing that we looked at. It usually recovers fairly quickly from the dividend drop, right?
I mean,
just if you look a little bit back here, so whenever we did have the dividend drop, so after this, it recovered fairly quickly. And that's what I'm looking for.
I think it was a good calculated decision to break your rules.
Well, in a couple of weeks from now, once I'm out of CTRA, we can tally up and then say what was the right decision.
I think that in the end, that will be a good decision for you.
Because again, it's not about being right or being wrong. It's about making the best decision that let you sleep at night. And I didn't lose any sleep this weekend over this position where I said, oh my God, should have gotten out of CTRA. And you're also okay for being out of this.
I feel great. Chipper, cherry in Cancun.
Good. All right, we got to wrap it up. But if you found this helpful, leave a like. Also, if you would like to learn more about the strategies and how we are trading it right here. Well, nobody can see me right now because I forgot to switch the camera, but I have a few more videos here. Go check this out, and then we'll see you again tomorrow live from Cancun.
Happy trading, everybody.